A very large man lumbered into the saloon and looked around him, disapproval in his eyes.
What a horrid place!
Reverend Philpot, he needs your gentle words of comfort, preacher. He's a sinner of the first degree, and he's not long for this world.
Ah, go to hell, you old quack!
Now here now, son. Don't let your spirit approach the glorious gates of forever with a curse on your lips.
But say a prayer or something.
The marshal pushed a chair over for Philpot to sit in. Good thing, Frank thought. If Philpot tried to squat down, it would take a dozen men to get him back on his feet.
Have you been saved, son?
I reckon. I was dunked in a creek by a lay preacher once.
Did you give your heart to God then?
I was in love with Druella Simpson at the time.
Well, that's not exactly what I meant, boy.
Oh, we used to meet every Sunday behind the outhouse at church.
This is going to take a lot of preaching.
He doesn't have that much time. Can you make it the short version?
You're a heathen, Everett. You're a disgrace to your most honorable calling.
Is that coffee fresh, Morgan?
Tastes good to me.
I'll have some, Chubby.
I brought the choir with me, but I forbade any of the good ladies to enter this den of iniquity and impiousness.
This what? This ain't no whorehouse, preacher.
Be quiet! I'm preparing to ask the Lord to forgive this evil wretch on the floor and allow him entrance into his final home in the great beyond. Ladies! Some Christian music, if you will!
Well, that's a little traveling music, Eddie.
Frank had to grimace and shake his head at that. The doctor possessed a wicked sense of humor.
That isn't at all amusing, doctor.
It wasn't meant to be.
Quiet now. God, take this wretch in thy loving arms. Raise him up above this veil.
Won't be long now.
Let him fear no evil as he walks.
Damn.
Just then, the bat wings pushed open, and the front of the saloon filled with men.
Colonel Trainer.
Oh, hell. Now we're sure gonna break loose.
I'll sure drink to that.
That's Frank Morgan. He's working for the Sodbusters.
The rancher looked over at Eddie.
Is he dead?
Yes. God rest his soul.
And somebody cover him up until we can remove the body.
Colonel Trainer turned his gaze toward Frank.
You're the infamous Frank Morgan?
I'm Frank Morgan. Who are you?
Colonel Trainer. I own the Circle Snake.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Morgan.
Frank turned away, facing the bar. He picked up his coffee cup and took a sip.
Don't turn your back to me, Morgan.
Why not? I don't have anything else to say to you.
You just gunned down one of my hands.
He started it. I finished it. Chubby, heat this up for me, if you please.
You picked the wrong side in this fight, Morgan.
I haven't picked any side, Trainer.
You say.
No one else speaks for me.
Colonel, you want me to hire a buckboard and carry Eddie's body back to the ranch?
Yes, Tom, do that. We'll bury him tomorrow. Go with him, Carl. I'll question you about this incident in the morning.
Yes, sir.
A whiskey for me, Chubby.
Frank straightened up and looked at the rancher. Colonel Trainer was about Frank's height, but heavier and stocky, square-jawed and solid. Frank concluded the man would be hard to handle in a fight. Trainer sized up Frank more closely. He reached the same conclusion.
You're younger than I imagined you would be.
I suspect we're about the same age.
I was in the war.
So was I.
I was on the winning side.
I was on the right side.
A damn traitorous rebel. You really haven't hired on with the farmers, Morgan?
No, Trainer, I haven't. And I don't plan on hiring on with anybody. I plan on pulling out in the morning.
Have they offered you a job?
Not yet.
They will.
I was going to suggest that, since the Snake brand is hiring gunslicks.
I'm hiring hands to work cattle, Doctor, not gun hands.
When did Jess Malone ever work cattle, Trainer?
Jess Malone? From New Mexico?
That's him. He rode in with four others a week ago. One of them is called Carson.
That would be Peck Carson. He runs with a man named Rondell. No good, both of them. Back shooters. Jess, not much better.
You know them?
We've crossed trails a time or two. They generally fight shy of me.
I'll be sure and tell them you said that, Morgan.
You do that.
We got Eddie loaded up, Colonel.
All right, Tom. We'll all ride back together. You'll be gone by noon tomorrow, Morgan.
I don't take orders since the war. Colonel.
You've been warned, Drifter.
And you heard my reply.
Trainer pushed away from the bar and walked out of the saloon, his men trooping out behind him.